I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Significant numbers were added to the Burmese refugee crisis 2 months ago, and the situation for these recently displaced people in Bangladesh is growing worse. But there's a way that you can be part of the solution. Plus, we'll also look at India today and hear an encouraging story of paying it forward. It's an opportunity to get involved. But we'll start today with a look at Myanmar's Rohingya minority who are running out of options. Ethnic violence has forced nearly a million of them into neighboring Bangladesh, where they're living in overcrowded, rundown camps. The Bangladeshi government is doing what it can, but the need is overwhelming. Peter Mazumdar with Asian Access recently visited the area and witnessed the suffering firsthand.
They are killing, they are shooting, and they're just burning their houses every day. And the Myanmar Muslims are coming by boat and other areas, so it's a very terrific situation. So we don't know that how long will Bangladesh government will take care of that, but by seeing that kind of situation, the way they live, it's inhuman.
Mazumdar says there are 200,000 children alone who need medical help. He's working to raise money to support a Christian hospital in the region, and he's asking that you keep the effort in your prayer.
We are praying that we may raise a little more money, especially to respond for the children, to take care of their medical needs. And we are thankful to God that the Bangladesh government is very positive to help in this crisis.
Time is running short for the Rohingya. Pray that Myanmar's government would change its attitude toward them. You can also find ways to come alongside the church on the ground at missionnews.org. And yesterday we shared the Slava Gospel Association's Crisis Evangelism Fund is helping churches in war-torn Ukraine. Today, we get to hear how. SGA's Eric Mock was recently in the country and he says,
as we walked into the church, there was a young man walking out, and in his hands were two large buckets of chicken soup. And he walked out to the car, and he was loading the soup into the car with another person. And I turned to the young man who had been with us and said, where's that soup going? And he said, well, my friend and I made a decision to move out here and minister to the village. And I kind of shook my head and I said, how old are you? And he says, well, I'm 23 years old.
Rather than running away from the danger, these men are running toward it for Jesus.
And they have become the arms and the legs of a tired church. They conducted a day camp in this place under siege and ministered to the young people in the community. He continues to lead the youth Bible study. And then his father, who provides him this wonderful example, actually drives to the same village every week and brings aid through the Crisis Evangelism Fund.
And finally, imagine living as an impoverished woman in India. You can't work, and your husband's work doesn't pay well. So basic survival is a struggle. In effect, you feel powerless to help the ones that you love most. Now, imagine a little compassion added to that equation. Donna Glass of India Partners shares one such woman's story.
Her husband worked as a daily wage laborer, only earning about 500 rupees a day, but with two children, that doesn't go very far if you've got to pay school fees and provide food and a roof over your head.
After she went through India Partners tailoring school, she began sewing and repairing clothing for her neighbors. But she didn't stop with providing for her own family. She passed her extra workload on to friends that she made at the tailoring school. She's also provided clothing for the poorest in her neighborhood at low or no cost. So, do you want to play a role in multiplying compassion in India? Well, consider donating a sewing machine through India Partners gift catalog. For the details, head to missionnews.org.
You're talking about changing not just the life of a woman, but the life of a whole family for $100. Giving her a livelihood, giving her hope, empowering her to help better the lives of her whole family. And that sense of self-worth, you can't put a price on it.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. It chronicles the lives of 9 Native missionaries working in some of the most dangerous places on earth. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. For your free copy, click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.